lived in Cambridge since I was nine, because I was born in Southampton. My father was professor of geography, but he had to go to hospital, which was for good, when I was nine. So in 35, we came to Cambridge, where my mother's parents lived, over Cranmer Road, which is off Grange Road. I was brought up there, which was a great privilege. Now, I didn't think it was then, but it was a lovely place to grow up. And I went to the Perth School. In those days, you were allowed to go on your own. And then after that, I went to Homerton. Well, when the war started, I did a little bit in the day nurseries. There were two sorts of nurseries for people who worked in the war. And day nursery, I think, was for very little ones. But they also had other nurseries where they took for them, I think, from 3 to 5. I can't quite remember, but I did help with that for a year to see if I liked teaching little ones, I think my mother thought. Then I went to Homerton. Those days, it was 2 years, and you had to be in by 10, which I can't imagine anybody putting up with nowadays. And I lived in college for the first year. And then by then we'd moved to Ceddie Taylor Road, because my grandfather died. My mother bought a little house. I went to Homerton 44. I think it was in just 44 earlier, because although she'd bought it in the war, she didn't want to move there in case there were bombs on the railway.
So is it your mother who was responsible for the mulberry tree?
Yes.
Because I read about that in the newspaper yesterday. Someone in the road remembered back in the 1980s about this lady, Mrs. Rishbesh, who planted a mulberry tree in honour of the Mulberry Harvest. Yeah. And I guessed it must be connected with you.
And we played Here We Go Round the Mulberry Bush and put some lemonade on it. Because I've kept in touch with the people who have bought that house through the years to tell them about the mulberry tree. A cutting, it's very difficult to do from the Christ one, because my grandfather was a Christ man. Okay. And mulberries are hard to propagate. And I think the head gardener, we were told anyhow, because of my grandfather, we had a cutting from that. I had 1 year in Homerton, then the second year I had to live outside. Sometimes I used to lead my friends on an adventure. We used to go home, but we'd climb from Homerton grounds, which stretched down to the railway, over onto the railway line just for a short bit. Then come back onto the county boys' playing field and come to my house. It used to be an adventure because we were doing something we shouldn't.
But in those days, there was lots of open land.
That's right, all along there now. It's amazing. It's all built up. And all the vegetable garden in Homerton, because one of my friends in Homerton did gardening, one of her special courses on the second year.
Oh, right.
Which you'd never be able to do now.